welcome to the Chicano Express Radio Show. Right here on the East LA Review Internet Jukebox, we're back, Crazy Chuy Hernandez con ustedes. And this time around, we have a tribute to the Latin Breed Band as they're celebrating 49 years in La Onda Musical, from their beginnings in 1969 to the present. Their sound has remained true, hardcore big band sound, and has never wavered. From Jimmy Edward to the new singer, Aladdin Breed keeps going and going and going. We also have an interview with their leader and saxophonist, Mr. Charlie Rodriguez, right here on the Chicano Express Radio Show. So don't you dare log off, as we got Puro Latin Breed right here en su programa con su amigo servidor Crazy Chuy Hernandez. You're listening to the Latin Breed. Como prometidos, we have in the studios Mr. Charlie Rodriguez, owner of the Latin Breed Band. We're going to be talking to Charlie about the band. Here's the Latin Breed. Dance to my mambo, raza, dance!
Won't you dance to my mambo? Oh, won't you dance to my mambo? Baila mi mulata con este ritmo. Won't you dance to my mambo? Oh, won't you dance to my mambo? Baila mi mulata con este ritmo. Mambo, oh, won't you dance to my mambo? Baila mi mulata con este ritmo. Won't you dance to my mambo? Oh, won't you dance to my mambo? Baila mi mulata con este ritmo. San Antonio, Texas, Pedro Garza. We'll be right back. mira lo que pasa, nube, nube.
Baila mambo, mamá, baila mambo.
Man para aquí, man para allá, yo toco la guitarra porque es bueno para gozar.
Baila mambo, mamá, baila mambo.
Man para mí, man para ti, en San Antonio bailan para ti.
Baila mambo, mamá, baila mambo.
Greatest Hits CD, Southside Soul, live 2018. Oh, y tenemos en camino la cassette before. There you go, there you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No. As we have in the studios, the manager owner of the Latin Breed, Mr. Charlie Rodriguez, an icon in North Texas, of course.
I don't know. Hey, Chewy, thank you for having me here on your station. I know you have many, many followers. You've had them for many, many years. And I consider you a good friend for many of those years. And we were just discussing, you know, you playing drums and back in the 60s when we would meet up together at the Manhattan Ballroom
and the Rocket Ballroom
and the Sarape Ballroom. So thank you for having me here on behalf of myself and the Latin Breed organization.
Well, my question to you is, what took you so long?
This recording.
Because I knew that you were there, the owner there a couple of years back.
Right.
And then
I took a break, Chewy.
You took a break?
I took a break for about 4 years.
Okay.
And
break. con esto, chavos acá en Fort Worth. You play with everybody during that break.
Well, yeah, and I continue to play. You know, when my band is not working, I moonlight, as we say. I play with several different groups.
Yeah.
But the Latin Breed, this is a new release. That it's a live CD that was done several years ago,
right,
on Q Productions. That's under the management of Abraham Quintanilla in Corpus. And the way I understand it, it was just released 2 weeks ago, and it's already sold out. So there's some new prints coming out, and I know a lot of the outlets are loading up, like HEB and a lot of your favorite record stores. And the way I understand it, here real soon it's going to be available on iTunes.
Yeah.
And the it's Latin Breed Live Southside Soul under Q Productions.
One of the reasons the CD sales are so fantastic is that the music is great.
Well, thank you.
The music is great. I mean, no cambia. No cambia. The sound remains pure Latin Breed.
Well, as we were discussing earlier, you know, the Latin Breed is often imitated but never duplicated.
Right.
And it's a sound that Rudy Guerra brought to the public. Rudy Guerra is, you know, maybe some of your listeners know or don't know, Rudy Guerra was the arranger and right-hand man of Sonny Osuna with actually the Sun Glows and the Sunliners. And he started the Latin Breed in 1969. That lasted a short stint. They only lasted about 9 months.
Right.
And he went back to the Sunliners, and then they did, you know, some more hits with the Sunliners. Then in 73, It was the return of the Latin breed. And I know you don't have that CD.
Oh, no.
No.
I had the album.
Folks, you ought to see what he's got here. He's got a treasure of actual LPs, some vinyl, and you ought to see all the CDs that he's got here. I was floored. But anyway, that's what happened. Rudy Guerra brought something different. He infused jazz, blues into the Chicano, what we call Chicano.
Chicano music, yeah.
Yeah, not Tejano, it's
right.
Chicano.
Chicano.
And it's a sound that has stayed together since 1969. We're celebrating 49 years as a group in existence.
Wow.
And I'm very, very proud to head this band, to own this band, and to have a great group of guys with us here.
Do all the guys in the band read music?
All the horn players do, yeah.
Oh, so the rhythm section.
No, but I tell you, I mean, they can read chord charts, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we've got some phenomenal players, and as I said earlier, we have five or six that are some of the original guys that were with the Latin breed back mm-hmm. in the day.
And you got Richard Solis back.
Got Richard Solis back. He just came back on track. I guess while we're at it, we might as well name the guys in the band. We
sure,
have,
go ahead.
The organization is made up of 10 musicians on stage, okay? On trumpet, we have Mr. Frank Bettis, goes with the Latin breed back since the 80s, you know, and he does the arrangements for the horns. On lead trumpet, from Crystal City, Texas, we have Mr. Steve Sanchez.
Okay.
On trombone and trumpet and vocals, we have Donald Garza.
Oh, Donald.
Donald Garza, many of you know, was the conductor for the Tejano Music Awards for many years, and he performed with Jimmy Edward and Latin Breed and all many, many groups. On alto sax from San Antonio, we have Danny Perez, who was with the Royal Jesters before in the Jimmy Edward Band and longtime member of the Latin Breed. Myself on tenor sax and vocals. On keyboards from Seguin, Texas, with a band since 1974, Mr. Julian Carrillo on keyboards.
My God.
On guitar, his sidekick, we call him the super genius of guitar, from Seguin, Texas, with a band since 1973, one that did all of the arrangements, many of the arrangements of the greatest hits of the Latin breed back in the day, and he's still with us, Mr. Steve Velasquez.
Wow.
On drums, another original member, Mr. Richard Solis from San Antonio, Texas. On bass, from San Antonio, Stanley Revillas.
Yes.
On bass, awesome musician, also played with the Royal Jesters and many, many groups. On vocals, we have a young man, new member of the band, lives in Abilene, Texas, originally from San Antonio. He goes under the name David Allen, pero se llama David Allen Hernandez. Chuy, I know you know this one. Do you know who his mother is?
Maria Elena.
And who is Maria Elena? Give me a quick...
Maria Elena was one of the premier singers back in the 60s in Tejano music, one of the first female singers. She recorded under Sunglow Records.
And what song did she sing with Carlos Miranda?
Ay.
Me invitas una copa o te la invito. Yeah, so he comes from a musical background family. And the management team now, these are the guys that work with me. Let me just say that I'm always on Facebook, Don't Tell Benny.
I know.
Everybody said, well, who is Benny? They thought he was an imaginary character.
No, he's real.
He's for real. Benny is our sound man that we carry with us. We try to carry him to all our shows because he knows what our needs and our wants are, and it really makes a difference because the sound man can make or break you. And our management team, we have two gentlemen that work very hard to book and promote us. The first one is Mr. Ruben Cuvillos. You know Ruben out of San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, yes.
And Ruben's on the phone day in, day out, pounding the streets, working hard to get the breed going, does the graphics for us also. And also, you know Joe Chapa?
Oh, yeah, I've known Joe Chapa for many years out of Fort Worth.
From Fort Worth. Yeah. Joe is a great guy. Joe is the one who books us also and is with me. He dresses the guys. He all the merchandise that you see here. I like your shirt, by the way, Chuy.
Thank you. I saw it and I put it on. It says Latin Breed.
There you go. Well, I just put it up on Facebook. But anyway, Joe does a great job for us, and I could not do what I do today with an organization, with a group of guys this much, because it takes a lot to keep this motor train going, okay?
Right.
So I want to thank the management team. I want to thank all the guys in the band and all our fans that continue to support the Latin Breed.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to go to another cut off the CD, one of my favorites, because I like...
Which one is it?
Mañana Que Me Vaya.
You know who wrote that, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you remember back in the day... Let's see, I was about 16 years old, and I got to perform with this gentleman here when he lived in Fort Worth, Wally Almendares.
Wally Almendares.
He wrote that. He was son-in-law to Beto Villa.
Yes.
Okay? And Wally was with Paulino Bernal, then he was with the Sunglows. That's when I met him.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to Fort Worth, and he had Cha-Cha Jimenez singing. So this gentleman here, Wally Almendares, wrote this next song. What do you think of that? You know who Wally was, right?
Ay, baby! Traeme la botella! Don't tell Benny!
Benny!
Mañana que me vaya, me llevaré conmigo todo mi sentimiento, mi pena y mi dolor, los llevaré en el alma, igual como castigo. No haber comprendido lo falso de tu amor. Yo sé que aunque no quiera, tendré que acostumbrarme a no mirar tu cara que tanto acaricié. Y cuando te arrepientas y pienses en buscarme, sabrás que ya es muy tarde, que yo ya te olvidé. Porque este corazón no puede resignarse. Sería hasta mejor la vida hasta quitarme. Yo sé que aunque no quiera, tendré que acostumbrarme a no mirar tu cara. Y cuando te arrepientas y pienses en buscarme, sabrás que ya es muy tarde, que yo ya te olvidé. Ay, por favor. Porque este corazón no puede resignarse. Sería hasta mejor la vida hasta quitarme. Yo sé que aunque no quiera, tendré que acostumbrarme a no mirar tu cara que tanto acaricié. Y cuando te arrepientas y pienses en buscarme, sabrás que ya es muy tarde, que yo ya te olvidé. Y cuando te arrepientas y pienses en buscarme, sabrás que ya es muy tarde, que yo ya te olvidé.
Hoy nomás, ya me quedé la botella de agua. I used to drink. I don't drink no more. I got tired of waking up naked on the hood of my car, the car the next morning.
I bet that was a sight.
Ugly. That
Gracias.
Is pure Latin breed. I mean, the sound is everlasting. It's not going to go away anywhere. You know? I mean, as long as these guys continue to do what they do, and I understand, ya todos ya estamos ancianos. I hate to use that word, but we've reached that age, you know?
Yeah, you're right about that.
But el ánimo and their love and their passion for this music keeps them going.
You know, people ask me, well, how do you have the energy to do it? I says, well, sometimes it's just the love of music. You know, my heart says go, but sometimes my body says whoa.
Yeah, exactly. They go, la señora. My mind says, I need to get out there and do this and do that. And my body says, I don't think so, gordito. You ain't going outside. What impels you guys to keep... I mean, well, I know what it really entails you to do this, but what's in the future for the breed?
Well, right now we are in the recording studio.
Okay.
We are working on a single that's about 75% done. We just need to go touch up some few things. And we are in the process of recording a brand new CD. And we also have a few other songs in the can, as they say, that have never been released that we're looking to do for another release. But at this time, we are in the studio in San Antonio, and we are working on a single now with a new CD to come out very soon.
And when you say very soon, is there a target date yet?
Hopefully by the end of the year with everything completed. But right now the band is so busy, we're working a lot, and I thank God for that. You know, trying to schedule everything between recording studio time and on the road, it makes it kind of difficult. But I learned one thing a long time ago, Chuy.
What's that?
I would rather take my time and do it right than rush it.
Oh, sure.
You know, and... to give the people what they deserve, and the Latin breed would never do anything less than that.
Well, you know, perfection is the name of the game. If people don't like what you do, they're not going to buy it, and they're not going to go see you perform live.
Right.
You know, maybe it's me, but I kind of cringe when I see these videos on Facebook where the audio's not good.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes that performer
right
look bad.
Well, it even happens with us, too. You have people that are working off their iPhones, and they get too close to the speaker, and it's crackling and this and that and the other. And the only way to get a true audio, a good sound, is directly off the board. And that's impossible because people are going to do it. I mean, you see it everywhere, too. On mainstream, you see it all these concerts where people record. But it happens, you know. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand that they're trying to get their music out there and they want people to hear it, but sometimes, don't do it.
Well, and a lot of times it's out of our control because you have fans that are out there, and we appreciate it very much, that are videotaping the band because they love the band and they share it, like on Facebook. And, sometimes some are good and sometimes they're not. There's crackling going on or whatever, you know.
Or real distortion.
But that's not what actually happens there at the venue. It's actually a good sound at the venue.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, what do you have any gigs coming up? Anything in particular?
Well, yeah, a few. Well, they're all important to us, every booking that we do, because
sure.
No matter who we perform for or where we perform, we always give it 150%. I don't care what, you know. And it's not about the money, like you and I were discussing first, what they first taught you.
Right.
It's what you feel in your heart.
Exactly.
First, it's the music. You give them the music, everything else will fall in. Okay. On May the 6th, the day after my birthday, because my birthday is Cinco de Mayo, the Latin Breed will be in Phoenix, Arizona, downtown. This is going to be about, I believe, our fourth performance there, and it's downtown Phoenix. And I believe, I don't know, there's about 50,000 people plus that are going to be at this event. We're going to be sharing the stage with El Chicano, okay, and Tierra.
Wow.
So it's going to be a great show, and we're flying out for that show and doing that. And on May the 19th, our friend, good friend of ours, yours and mine, Mr. Bob Gallarza, he is now booking acts, bands for Tumbleweeds in Houston.
Okay.
And on May the 19th, the Latin Breed will be sharing the stage with the King of Brown Sound, Little Joe y La Familia. And this venue, I haven't seen it, but what I've heard and talking to Bob, it's a great venue. It holds about 1,200 people, 1,200 people.
No más.
State-of-the-art equipment, and tickets are selling fast, and we're all looking forward to the show because, you know, there's people that want this.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, you can't always get this in every venue. It's either too small or... You know, I know I go, I come across this all the time, too. You know, well, you know, so-and-so charges this. Yeah, well, so-and-so's got four guys in the band. I've got 10 plus, you know. But someone that, like Bob, who understands, because, you know, when I've worked with Bob for many years. Yeah, you know, he won't go up there with less than 7 or 10 horns, you know, because he's reproducing the sound that he puts out on his recording. Well, we're the same way. So he understands this. So he's bringing the best of the best. This is the first time that he will actually be presenting acts at this club. They have dances going on now. But anyway, May the 19th in Houston is called Tumbleweeds.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing everyone out there. Those that can make it, please come on out. It will be a show to remember.
Your singer now is David Allen.
Yes.
How many singers throughout the years have the Latin Breed had?
Wow.
Most notable.
Well, most notable, they're all. Anyone that sang with Latin Breed is good enough to sing with Latin Breed.
Okay. I know of five of them.
Okay, you name them, and then let's go.
Okay, let me see. Jimmy Edward, of course.
Right.
As the mi compadre Adalberto.
Right.
As the Velasquez.
Roger.
Roger, there you go. Gary Guajardo.
Right.
Gilbert Alba.
All right. And Jay Perez.
Yeah, Jay Perez.
Right.
There you go.
And Ruben Cuvillo sang with the band.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have anything.
He never recorded, but I think there's some live recordings wandering around there someplace.
Yeah, somewhere in his closet.
Yeah, Ruben, look him up. Look him up, Ruben.
Well, but, you know what? I had mentioned to you, it would have been a gas to see Jimmy and Adalberto together on stage. And you said that actually happened.
That happened about, I want to say about 10 years ago. A lot of us have worked with Bob Gallarza on recordings and live shows, and Bob put a show together for the National Contractors Convention in downtown Fort Worth. And many of us, well, in fact, the majority of the band that he had were Latin Breed. He had some other members, too. And we all worked together. And on that night, he had Ram Herrera, and he had Roger Velasquez singing, and he had Adalberto, and he had Jimmy Edward. In fact, that was the first time that Jimmy Edward had come back to sing outside of secular music.
Yeah.
That was the first night. And so it had been done, and it was a great show. What can I say?
Well, let me take you back.
All right.
Back to the early 70s. Latin Breed. From the Mas Latin Breed album. ¿De qué te quejas, mi amor? Canta Jimmy Edward.
Rudy Guerra.
Listen to that sound. Still prevalent today.
¿De qué te quejas, mi amor? Cuando todo te lo he dado. Mi cariño, mi querer. y este amor apasionado. ¿De qué te quejas, mi amor, si te quiero con pasión? Si bien sabes que te adoro, que es tuyo mi corazón. Yo no sé por qué esa duda que tienes con mi querer. Si yo hasta la sepultura solo tuyo yo he de ser. ¿De qué te quejas, mi amor, si eres toda mi pasión? Si bien sabes que te adoro, que es tuyo mi corazón. Yo no sé por qué esa duda que tienes con mi querer. Si yo hasta la sepultura solo tuyo yo he de ser. ¿De qué te quejas, mi amor, si eres toda mi pasión? Si bien sabes que te adoro, que es tuyo mi corazón.
Órale, mi gente, you just heard Jimmy Edward and the Latin Breed aquí en su programa de Chicano Express as we were reminiscing of the great vocalist of the Latin Breed. And of course, Jimmy was the one who started it all. And now Charlie se encuentra con nosotros. You know, you got an album or CD. I still think the old days.
I album. Do too. To me, it's an album. I'll say the same thing.
Yeah, and that's going to be coming out in the near future. You got several gigs coming up.
Right.
If people wanted to hire the Latin Breed, who would they contact? Los números and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, first of all, you can find my page on Facebook, Charlie Rodriguez. You can contact me at 817-233-8879. You can also contact Ruben Cuvillos. He is on the Latin Breed Facebook page. You can also contact Mr. Joe El Chapa. And let me see here. That's why I don't. Joe Chop at 817-680-8381. And Ruben Cuvillos, give me a second here, at 210-722-1392. And if that doesn't work, well, I don't know what will. But just you can find us. We're on Facebook, and either any three of us can help you out with that if you're interested in hiring the Latin Breed.
Well, you know, and you'll get your money's worth, but more important, you're going to get your music's worth.
Well, thank you for saying that, Chewy. I mean, you, of all people, know what it's about. You're a musician. You've played for many years. You've been spinning the disc for a long time. You know the history of the music, our culture. Many, many, many DJs that are out there, they just don't know. There are a lot of great DJs out there, though, that are really dedicated and know what's going on. But I take my hat off to you.
Thank you.
Because you do know what you're doing, and you speak the truth. And I thank you for having me here today. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, you know what? Going on 41 years this month in radio. 41. And that's unbelievable because I'm only 39.
Well, I think we met each other about 100 pounds ago, right?
I told you, don't be giving away no secrets. Oh, wait a minute. There's a picture on Facebook.
Hey, speaking of,
uh-huh.
I'm glad I brought you that size shirt.
You like the way it fits me, don't you?
Yeah, it fits you perfect because the other one that I was going to pick up at Joe Chapa's, it was a smaller one because I was making you you were making yourself thinner.
No. I told you 2X.
What did I bring you?
3X.
And does it fit? Perfect.
Yes. Yes. If you would have brought me the extra large, I could have worn it on my left leg.
There you go.
Charlie, Antes que te vayas, and I've known you for a lot of years. I knew of you back in the 60s. We didn't meet until ya casi in the early 80s. Name some of the bands you have played with here in Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth?
Yes.
Well, I'll name all the bands. How's that?
Okay. We only
and
got,
the recording.
We only got 30 seconds. No.
All right. In 1965, when I was 14, I was recording and touring on and off of Sarape Records with Johnny L and the Starlighters. And Joe Lerma was a vocalist. You remember that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Several hits. One of them was Mi Postera.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after that, after Joe went to the Army, Wally Armendariz, who we were discussing earlier, Wally was a fantastic sax player. He was the son-in-law of Beto Villa.
Yes.
Played alto sax. He was with Paulino Bernal in the Sun Glows in many groups. He had a group in Fort Worth with Chacha Jimenez and Joe Castillo on vocals, and I got to perform with them for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
From that band was born the Latin Souls on Capri Records with La Negalada vocals, and we had a real good, great band. After that band, after Joe got back from Nam, half of the band left, and we formed Joe Lerma y Alma 70.
Right.
And we have an album there. We have all of recorded with everybody. And then from there, I went with a local group there also after 14 years with Joe Lerma, with Carlos and Leo Sainz, the Latin Express.
Latin Express, yeah.
And let's see, after that, I started my local band there, CR and Special Guest, which you were showing me a recording
yes.
that we did back in 91. That was on tape, and you had it...
transferred it over to CD.
Right.
Yeah.
I've played with Bob Gallarza Orchestra. I played with the Tejano Music Awards Orchestra, the Pura Vida Awards Orchestra. I've played with Ruben Ramos. I've played with Agustin Ramirez. Of course, Latin Breed.
Sure.
And then outside of Tejano Music, I work with several groups in the R&B and the jazz field as well. And there's others, I just can't remember
yeah.
them all right now. But that's...
Well, you know, you have had a long and distinguished musical career. And I applaud you for that. Not too many people nowadays can, you know, have a longevity in music that long, you know?
Well... Thank you, Chu. You know, and to me, you know, the Latin Breed, going back to the Latin Breed, I've known Rudy Guerra since I was 14. And Rudy Guerra, who was the founder of Latin Breed, he was always real kind to me, okay?
Yeah.
And everywhere, and I always kept up with him. To this day, we still talk. In 73, when the Latin Breed was reformed again, which was the first album, Return of the Latin Breed, when I was with Joe Lerma, we performed at the Guys and Dolls in Fort Worth. And that night, Rudy Guerra approached me, and Sonny approached me to go if I would join their bands because Rudy was leaving. And at that time, I was, you know, studying my music degree.
Right.
And I declined, and then I declined Sonny. And look where I'm at. I'm with the Latin Breed now. So things kind of come full circle. So
sure.
I've been blessed. But again... I have so many people to thank that got me to this place that I'm at today. One thing that I learned a long time ago, when opportunity knocks, it may only knock one time, and you better be ready.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I was ready, and here we are, Chuy.
Many moons later.
Many moons later.
And you're still doing it because that is your passion.
That's my passion.
And... I want to thank you, Carnal. I mean, I've been doing radio for 41 years, and this is the first time you've ever... Well, no, second time.
Second time.
Yeah, there you go. No, hombre, CRS. I can't remember stuff anymore.
That's me.
See, we got into that age. Yo como digo a la señora, you know, hey, I got into the age where I don't care. If I tell somebody off, hey, I earned my stripes.
Well, you know, there was one time I was asking my wife, where are my glasses? She says, they're on your face. What does that tell you?
It's a mental problem. But anyway, we want to thank you ever so much for being part of our show. Vamos a despedir a Charlie Rodriguez with another cut from the Latin Breed.
All right.
And
Chuy, thank you for having me, and to all your listeners, thank you for supporting Mr. Crazy Chuy Hernandez, my great friend, and also thank you for supporting the Latin Breed. Remember, often imitated, but never duplicated.
Ay, Don Luis El Tejano. Aquí en la programación de Chicano Express, hoy no más. Once again, the Latin Breed, greatest hits, Southside Soul, live on Chicano Express.
Esta es una de las canciones más importantes para nosotros, porque representa un tipo de persona de la cual nosotros vivimos la música por ellos, del ciudadano tejano.
¡Sí, señor!
En un barrio pobre llamado La Mina, allá en Laredo, Texas, Don Luis nació un día. Se crió con nopales, frijoles, tortillas, con tacos y liebres, con huevos y migas. Y salió bien macho, igual que su padre, humilde y bien firme, corazón humano. También era tierno, gracias a su madre, tenía sangre azteca, Don Luis el Texano. Seguía los trabajos por todito Texas, y por el mal sueldo se fue a otros estados. Con toda su cría cubrió tantas millas, que en un surco largo pasaron los años. Cuando ya sus hijos todos se casaron, Don Luis ya cansado volvió a Corpus Christi. Y encontró lo mismo que un día había dejado, para los campesinos la misma pobreza. Sesenta y cinco años no fueron bastantes para poder parar a Don Luis en la marcha. Y con cada paso que daba hacia Austin, gritaba orgulloso, ¡que viva la raza! En un día de invierno, rodeado de familia, murió en San Antonio Don Luis el Tejano. Y la última cosa que Don Luis les dijo, sea la paz, la fuerza y
que viva. You just heard the Latin Breed con Adalberto Gallegos. And thank you to Charlie Rodriguez. Now we're going to end this segment of the show, or this show, with a medley of the Latin Breed hits throughout the years. And La Voz Inolvidable de Jay Perez. And we want to thank you for being part of our show. We hope you enjoyed the interview. We hope you enjoyed the music. Aquí en su programa de Chicano Express. In parting, please keep a prayer in your heart for those who wear the military uniform, the blue uniform, and our first responders. We want to thank Stephen Chavez and all the fine staff at the East LA Review Internet Jukebox for allowing us to be part of their great organization. Until next time, mis amigos, que Dios los bendiga y me los guarde siempre. And always try to keep a positive attitude in everything you do. And don't forget to log on to our Chicano Express radio show at www.chicanoexpress.com.
sepan mi pasado, ya no me estorban estas cosas del querer. Es que yo soy el tejano enamorado, y al fin y al cabo, ¿qué me han de hacer? Si te dicen que yo vivo en las cantinas y que todo para ahogar este dolor, no lo niego, tú prefieres cosas finas, yo tan solo puedo darte un gran amor.